Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? This is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, everyone. It is April 8th, 2024, and it's another week. We're beginning on Monday, and it is just a happy Monday. Amen? It's a happy Monday, not because of whatever's going on in our lives, not because of situations or circumstances, but because we are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. We are the children, the offspring of the Most High God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's a reason to shout, amen. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Welcome to Word for Today. Word for Today, we have been studying kingdom living, talking about what kingdom living is. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. We have faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus, and we love all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that journey studying has took us on a journey and through scriptures, and we find ourselves now in Romans chapter 5, looking at our new life in Christ, how the love has changed us, how the love has provided for us, what the love of God has done in our lives through Jesus. The Son of God has done for us. And we've read chapter 5 down to verse 9. And in verse 9, and I'm using the Passion Translation, and it reads, and there is still much more to say of Jesus's unfailing love for us. Still much more to say. For through the blood of Jesus, we have heard the powerful declaration. This is God speaking now. You are now righteous in my sight. We are righteous in the sight of God. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you will never experience the wrath of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God's not mad at you. You will never experience the wrath of God. Hallelujah. So, if while we were still enemies, this is verse 10, while we were still enemies, God fully reconciled us to himself through the death of his son, then something greater than friendship is ours. Something greater than friendship is ours. Hallelujah. Something greater than friendship. What is greater than friendship? Becoming family. Hallelujah. Yes, friendship is in family, but becoming family. We are the blood bought sons and daughters of the Most High God. Glory to God. We are God's offspring, born of the Spirit of God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in each one of us. Glory. We have to recognize who we are and know that we are the children of God. It says, now that we are at peace with God. And because we share in Jesus's resurrection life, we share in the resurrection life of Jesus. We share in the resurrection life of Jesus. I mean, is that hidden home for you? Do you understand how powerful that is, that we share in the resurrection life of Jesus? Ooh, glory to God. We can't relegate that to one Sunday. That's every Sunday we celebrate, that we share in the resurrection life. Ooh, we are resurrected. We're resurrected from all the old ills. We're resurrected from all the old hurts. We're resurrected from our old selves. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. New creation. We are resurrected. We share in his resurrected life. Oh my goodness. We cannot be dominated by sin anymore. It says, the rest of the verse goes, how much more will we be rescued from sin's domination? We are rescued. We are delivered from sin's domination. Sin has no dominion over us. We can say no. We can not do the things we know that we shouldn't. We can leave the old things that God has touched us. All of us have things in our lives we know are not good for us. Things in our lives we know is killing us. It's stealing our life from us. That is stealing our confession. It makes it hard for us to confess because of something in our lives. We don't have to bow down to it anymore. It does not have dominion. We can say no. Glory to God. We can say no. The power of God is in us to give us, to empower us to say no. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has freed us, and now we are blood-bought sons and daughters of God. Woo, glory be to God. We are blood-bought sons and daughters of God. We are reconciled back to God, and everything that God has for us is ours. It's ours. And we just have to learn how to receive it, how to receive it in our lives, how to walk in that resurrected life of Jesus. Whew, glory to God. This is why we take the time to study the Word of God, to read the Word of God, and allow that Spirit of God that's in us to help us to understand more and more how God is working in us. I'm learning more and more how to let go and listen to God, and then make the moves that God tells me to make. Hallelujah. I'm listening for the voice of God each and every day. From the moment I wake up in the morning, I'm preparing myself to hear the voice of God coming up from within me, directing and guiding me. And this is what we have to do. This is how we make it through the day. This is how we walk through our days, is listening to the voice of God speak to us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Glory. Glory. And as we do that, we find that that we have done the work that Jesus asked us to do, and that is to take on the yoke. That means to share with Christ. It says we share in his resurrected life, that we can live that resurrected life through him, in us, through us, as us. Glory. And I know most of us are thinking, oh, I don't know how that works. No, I don't either. But I know that it takes a step at a time. How Jesus works through us, it takes us a step at a time. Learning how to walk with him and learning how to listen and learning how to, when he gives you a step, you do it. No hesitation, no reasoning, no trying to figure out how you can get around it. Just do it. As Nike said, just do it. We just do the steps that God gives us because God is now family. Family of choice. That we have chosen to be a part of the family of God. And so because we've chosen to be a part of the family of God, we are going to immerse ourselves in how this family works and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and guide us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't put your life on someone else, and don't let someone else put their life on you. Because what God has told them is what God told them, not what God told you. Now, sometimes what God speaks to us coincides, might be the same thing, but sometimes it's not. So we have to be diligent about being able to hear the voice of God for ourselves, to be able to read the scriptures for ourselves, and allow the Holy Spirit in us to rightly divide the word of God for us and give us the direction we need. Hallelujah. It says, then something greater than friendship is ours. Familyship. I can say that. Familyship. We are the bloodboard. Daughters and sons. However you identify the days of God. And we share in his resurrected life. And sin has no dominion over us. We can't say no. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you that you have given us your Holy Spirit that searches all things and knows who you are fully and completely, and is now in us to share that with us so that we can become fully and wholly the people that you have called us to be, each one of us individually, being uniquely us. You are in us, for us, working in us, through us, as us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and give you glory and honor. Amen. I love you very, very much. And you know what? Jesus loves you so much more. So much more. Have a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. And I will talk to you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.